Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to go to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And I want to visit a topic that I preached on in 2018. If I'm not mistaken, that's last year. I want to share on it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord. And I believe that 2019 is a time to really deepen in our praise unto God. To really praise Him. You know, we sing a song sometimes. We praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at noontime. Praise Him in the evening. And I believe that's absolutely true. Whether it's morning, whether it's noon, whether it's evening, it is always time to lift your hands and praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise God. The Bible says in verse 15, through Him, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. A sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. I want to say there's something simple yet powerful about praising the Lord. And I want to show you that this morning from the Scriptures. But we see here in the New Testament the call that is upon our life to give God praise. Amen. So let's go over to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. And Lord, I just pray this morning that You would release us, O Lord, and magnify Your name this morning. Free us, I pray, and bring us mighty liberty this morning. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Now Jesus spoke these same words in the New Testament. And they originate here in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor or to the afflicted. For everyone that's born again this morning, this message of good news has come to you. You were afflicted by sin. You were tormented by Satan himself. But the good news came to you. What is this good news? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Hallelujah. You know, someone says, I don't know what to thank God for. I don't know what to praise Him for. Praise Him for your salvation this morning. Can somebody lift their hands and just praise God for your salvation to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. What does that mean? Friends, this morning, we are sons and daughters of God Almighty. I don't think we fully comprehend that. Because the devil is always working to cloud our minds and make us think that we are still in our sin and we are still in bondage. But I want you to know, let the clouds roll away and let the sun begin to shine and let us see that we have been liberated by the power of the blood of Jesus, that we are tied to Him through sonship in Jesus' name. Praise God. You're a king's kid. Can I say it again? You're a king's kid. And I don't know about you, but the king said he's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to heal you. He's going to restore you. Every wound will be healed, saith the Lord. Yes. You know, we don't fully comprehend what we truly possess. But if we'll start praising God, the revelation will begin to come. Like, how do you get up in the morning? Do you drag yourself out of bed and say, "Good Lord, it's morning. Have mercy on me today, Lord. I'm just a putrid bunch of dirt." Or you get up in the morning and say, "You know what? I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. I've been born again of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I've been liberated by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has done a work in my heart, and I'm going to lift my hands and I'm going to praise Him. Hallelujah." That headdress refers to our sonship. Who we belong to. His name is written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And we belong to Him. We belong to Him. You know, even if you lose someone, you don't mourn like the world mourns. Because if that person knows Jesus, in actuality, they're enjoying life better than you.
Come on.
Come on, we always say they've gone to a better place. Well, do we believe that or not? Yes, we miss them. But they've gone to a better place. And can I add, a much better place? And can I add a much, much better place? And can I add a much, much, much better place? And I went to a Christian funeral one time and I left so sad. And that man had served God all his life. been a missionary and so on and so forth, and it was such a sad, sad, sad funeral. Please, please, if I go before you, don't be sad. Be a little sad. But we either believe in heaven or we don't. We either believe we're going to see Jesus or we don't. And I happen to believe that when you die, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But you say, I'm going to miss that person. Well, you've got all eternity.
Yeah.
All eternity to spend with them. The Bible says the oil of gladness instead of mourning. The oil speaks of anointing. Speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. Hallelujah. I want you to grow so much in God that you have to pinch yourself and say, is this me? I can't believe it. How I'm growing in the Lord and excited about Jesus and on fire of the Holy Spirit. And I like the next verse. The garment of praise. Instead, the New King James says, instead of the spirit of heaviness.
Get up.
Come on. Come on. Folks, we live in one of the, or the most glorious country on the face of the earth. We really have nothing to complain about. You turn on the lights, they come on. Did you know in many parts of the world, you turn on the lights, they don't come on? They're in blackout for most of the day. They never know when the electricity is going to come on again. You turn the water, clean, fresh water coming out. When I was in India, I had to brush my teeth with bottled water. Hello? Because if I drank the water, I'd get sick. You go down to the grocery store, and there's stuff on the shelves. You go to many countries, you go to the grocery store, there's nothing on the shelf. And if it is, there's 1,000% inflation. Bread was $200, now it's $650. Wow. It's time to put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that garment of praise breaks that spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
Praise God one time. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him for His mercy. Praise Him for His long suffering. Praise Him for His glorious works. Praise Him. Praise Him. And that spirit of heaviness begins to break down in the name of Jesus. Can you lift your hands and praise the living God? We give heaviness energy and food when we start complaining. And the more you complain, the heavier it gets. And the more you praise, those clouds begin to separate. And the sun begins to shine. You say, I don't feel like praising the Lord. Oh, poor you. You say, what's that, Pastor Ricky? It's the smallest harp playing for you. Come on, we've been in Christ for so many years. It's time to learn how it works. When we feel heaviness, lift your hands and begin to praise Him. Begin to exalt Him. Begin to magnify His name. You say, that sounds too simple. Why does it have to be complicated? That they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Oh, it's going to get better, folks. Go over to Psalms chapter 30. You think you're happy now? Wait till I read this. The Bible says in verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing.
Amen.
You know what that means, friends? Does it mean to actually dance? Well, perhaps it does. It's talking about exuberant joy. Calm down. Calm down. You're getting excited. The Leafs just won the Stanley Cup. Relax. That's a real miracle. I'm not saying to put it on. I'm not saying to show off. But sometimes it bubbles up inside of you. Because He's turning your mourning into dancing. He has loosed your sackcloth. He has freed you from the regrets of the past. You know, I see Christians all the time, and sometimes somebody says, you're doing it too. They're mourning all the time. And they're wearing sackcloth. And they're throwing dust on their head. Ever meet a Christian like that? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, woe is me. Woe is my life. Woe is every day I live. Woe, woe, woe. Oh, throw dirt on themselves and they're wearing sackcloth. Now I understand there's some tough things that we have to go through. I'm not negating the pain that sometimes we suffer. But even in the midst of that, God can turn your mourning into dancing. Hallelujah! He can loose or free you from that sackcloth that the devil's been making you wear. I'm not saying to deny reality, but I'm saying that He's with you even in the valley. He's with you. We shouldn't be walking around mourning all the time and downtrodden all the time and always, oh my, what is this? Jesus. Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could live that way. He died on that cross so you could experience victory, that you would be an overcomer through the blood of Jesus Christ. Can you lift your hands and praise the living God? That sackcloth is shame and a feeling of unworthiness. And Satan is always putting upon us. Because we messed up. Friends, God doesn't want us to live under that cloud of shame and unworthiness. He wants you to understand that the blood of Jesus has washed that shame away. Amen. That this is a new day. His faithfulness is new every morning. His Amen. Grace is abundant. Amen. You say, well, you don't know who I'm living with. A woman said to me one time, she said, Pastor Ripley, you know, every time I get blessed at church, my husband has a bucket of cold water. And as soon as I enter through the threshold of my home, he just pours it on me. I said, the solution to that is to be so on fire for God.
Come on.
That no matter how many buckets are poured on you, the flame is still burning.
Yes.
Come on,
glory.
Come on, glory. Glory to God. Yes. Even though they go through the valley of Baca, of bitterness, there's a river that's flowing of joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what I've seen in my dad's life. I couldn't figure out why he was so happy. Praying and calling out to God. Bible says, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. You know what it means? It means let praise come forth. You know what? I thank God that you can pray in your head. Can you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying I love you. Did you hear that? That's how a lot of people live their Christian lives, in their head. I don't know what it is, but they got everything in their head. Friends, it's time to get it out of the head, on the lips, and out of the mouth. Hallelujah! Praise Him! I'm not against silent prayer. If you're in the dentist office. But friends, we need to shout it out! Why do we have to do that? I don't understand it fully, but God says, with a loud voice. Oh Lord my God, I will give you thanks to you forever. Lastly this morning, and this is the best group of verses I want to look at as we close. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11. And when the priests came out of the holy place, for all the priests were present, and they consecrated themselves without regard to their divisions. And all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, their sons and kinsmen, arrayed in fine linen with cymbals, harps, Lears, stood east of the altar with 120 priests who were trumpeters. And it was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison, or in unity, or in oneness of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised, the trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments to praise the Lord, for He is good and His steadfast love endures forever. The house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. This is the manifest presence of God. When He shows up in power. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. How did it start? They were together in wonder, in unity, praising the Lord. That sounds so uncomplicated, doesn't it? That's all they were doing. Yes, there was preparation. Yes, God was working in their hearts, but when they came together as one to praise the name of the Lord God Almighty, He showed up. Hallelujah. Yes. I want God to show up.
Amen.
I've experienced it in the past. I remember pastoring a little church just outside of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and all of a sudden the presence of God began to pour down upon us, and everybody was just praying with somebody else and weeping in the presence of God. I'm talking about his presence. Coming in power with his glory, where his character is released to us and we feel his presence. Friends, someone said to me, Sunday should be a celebration. And I agree with that. Before the worship leader even has a chance to sing a song, we just want to praise him. We just want to praise him. And magnify his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We need his presence, folks. The machine of Christianity is not enough. We need his presence and fullness with power. His glory to fill this house in the name of Jesus. Fill us afresh and anew. And it all begins with praise. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noontime. Whatever you're going through, just praise him. Praise him. Praise him when things don't work out. Praise him when you're in the dumps. Praise him when you're on the mountaintop. Praise him when people disappoint you and let you down. Praise him when they stab you in the back. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that heaviness is going to be broken over your life. And over this church. And we are going to experience the glory of the Lord. Bow your heads this morning.